Chapter 1. It was Saturday, and the women's clinic where Kiera Scruggs and her family worked was closed for the weekend. This was the day of the week Kiera usually set aside time to dust her home. She found the chore relaxing, as it allowed her to transfer into her labor all the troubles and annoyances collected throughout her week. Once she had finished and the house furnishings stood clean and shining once again, the weight of the world usually felt a million miles away. This Saturday was different. Kiera's thoughts had been troubled lately over a persistent and ever-increasing worry. It seemed impossible to put her mind to anything. She grew impatient with herself and fussed aloud and cursed as she worked, sometimes going back and again to sweep her microfiber duster over the same spot on a piece of furniture she'd hit only moments before. Kiera was in the dining room when she realized her efforts weren't going anywhere. She lowered her duster and looked around with an agitated sigh. Although the large bay window here provided a breathtaking view of the evening sun, her family typically didn't use the dining room table except to entertain dinner guests or to celebrate a birthday supper. Her husband Wendell had his gun cabinet here as well, an oak one he had constructed himself. It had been made with a solid sliding door, which allowed him to keep his rifle and shotgun from prying eyes. Wendell's Glock pistol and the ammunition for all the weapons were stored in the bottom drawer. The dining room was also used for showcasing a 6-foot-tall weathered oak bookcase. Kiera didn't use it for storing books, though, but rather for photographs. Inside the bottom drawer were 3 thick albums of pictures. Above this drawer were 5 shelves, each lined with particularly cherished framed images. Several of these were of Kiera's husband and children. Others were photos of friends and people whom she and her husband had known and or worked with throughout the years. On the 4th shelf down were a few photos of people Kiera had known when she was younger. One in particular she cared about was of an African-American man she had been in love with before ever meeting Wendell. The man's name was Anthony Layton Johnson, and he had died some years ago. Kiera had taken this picture of Anthony when they had been together. Kiera had snapped the photo outdoors. Anthony had been posed leaning back on the white Renault 5 Turbo Kiera's dad had given her before she'd traveled to Kentucky. That day, Anthony had dressed in the Peter Christian moleskin trousers and silk Hawaiian shirt Kiera had bought for him. She'd always remembered how suave Anthony had looked in the ensemble. Every time she looked at the photo and saw his sly half-smile, she was reminded how very handsome a man he had been. No man had ever affected Kiera like Anthony. So easily had she lost herself in his resonant voice, so happily had she surrendered to his rapacious touch. Never before meeting Anthony, and never once afterward, had a man exerted such a strong effect on Kiera. She had taken great pride in the fact Anthony had pursued her, and she'd taken just as much pride in showing him how much he meant to her. To Wendell's credit, knowing how deeply Anthony's unfortunate death had been for Kiera, he had never once complained about her keeping the photo on display. But this morning her attention was drawn to another picture on the 2nd shelf from the top, the one of her and her son Rory. Wendell had snapped this photo. It had been taken one spring day while Kiera sat holding Rory on a metal rocking bench beneath the mimosa tree that once grew near the house. This was before the poor mimosa had become infested with termites and had to be cut down. Rory had been almost a month old at the time, plump and pink of complexion, his little head thatched with thick, dark fuzz. He had been such a good baby, and Kiera, who had previously harbored doubts she would ever feel like an adoring mother, had fallen in love with him the moment he came into the world. Rory was her firstborn and the closest to a perfect child as she could ever want. Although Kiera and Wendell later saw the birth of 2 daughters, both of whom were dear to her, the secret truth was that neither of her daughters could hope to rival her affection for Rory.